Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, top 5 at 5 coming up here in a second. There's been so much nonsense written and said about Jalen Hurts since the start of training camp. Much of it by people who haven't been to a single practice.
Sorry.
So let me be very clear about this. And he talks about Jalen Hurts. He also defends John Clark in here because he hammers.
Skechers?
He hammers. No, not about the Skechers. He hammers Jalen Reagor for the Twitter stuff. John Clark put a tweet out. Jalen Reagor retweeted it.
Oh, yeah.
Very
yeah.
unhappy with it.
Yeah.
And Jalen Reagor does need to grow up. He needs to ignore that. Ruben's completely right. But he also says, like John also added a little bit of oomph into that tweet.
It was descriptive.
Yeah, it was descriptive. And, like, that's perfectly fine. But that's, I think, that. The problem with Reagor is, and Reagor had another good day at camp today, by the way.
Yeah, don't talk about wide receiver one like that.
So let's hope that he keeps it going. But, man, he's just, if he could just focus on the task at hand, which is getting out there. Like, you brought this up maybe earlier this week. Maybe the chip was finally on the shoulder to where now this is kind of the spark he needed, the light to get him going this training camp.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I liken it to the Nelson Aguilar season. His third year was the Super Bowl season. They brought in Alshon Jeffrey. They brought in Torrey Smith. And all of a sudden, Nelson was no longer the number one guy. He wasn't the number one guy anymore.
He was an afterthought.
Yeah, he was an afterthought. And that
like Jalen.
And that helped him. That sort of helped him. It took the pressure off of him. It also made him focused, and it made him hungrier. And he wanted to be a part of what was going on. So, you know, can Jalen have that type of season? Sure he can. Should be able to. But he has a lot of work to do, too. You know, he has put himself in this position on the depth chart, and he's going to have to fight his way up the ladder. He has to fight his way up the ladder. Because, see, this isn't just about his lack of production on the field. This is also about his work ethic, his approach to the game, being a professional. Like, these are things that coaches that have rubbed coaches the wrong way the last 2 years with him. Yeah, you were drafted in the first round. It's almost like you rested on your laurels. You rested on that. You didn't come in hungry with a work ethic attitude, showing up early to work, leaving late, trying to be a leader in a young group, a young wide receivers. Look what Devontae Smith came in and did. Yep. We're hearing reports about him showing up at 5:30 in the morning to work out. We don't hear that about Jalen Reagor.
Well, meanwhile, practice is over for 3 minutes, and he's retweeting John Clark.
Right, yeah, practice ain't been over to 5 minutes, and you're already on Twitter looking. Searching your name and replying to reporters. See, and that shows you he hasn't completely matured. Nah. That was a sign of lapse right there, lapse in judgment, impulsive behavior that he can't control. You can't just lock in and focus on you getting better in practice and trying to beat out Quez Watkins. You're too busy worried about who's saying something about Jalen Reagor on Twitter.
First thing he does
when
he goes in the
search your
room.
Name on Twitter. Come on, man.
It's so true.
Yeah, and then they got to tell you to delete that stuff.
Yep, Yeah, and then
it always gets deleted by him.
Yeah.
Like, it does. No, because like I said it, he can't help himself. Like
he can't help himself.
He's so impulsive that he sees it and he freaks out. And then someone says to him, dude, what are you doing? You gotta delete that. He's like, all right, I'll delete it. And he deletes it. He's deleted Twitter how many times now?
Yeah.
He's deactivated his account. And then all of a sudden he's back and he slowly gets back into doing this stuff.
So he's having a good camp, but you still see where he needs to mature.
Yeah.
Like, this, and this is what they're talking about. Like, they, man, and it's not just here, dude. Like, you're fighting for your career in the NFL right now.
Well, Nick,
receivers come a dime a dozen every year. They can replace you in a heartbeat.
Well, they're 1 year away from doing that. Or
yes.
Bad camp. But Nick Sirianni said he's battling for a job right now at the beginning of training camp.
Being honest with you. Yeah.
I mean, listen, obviously they want to see him be the guy that succeeds, but
they're not going to give it to you.
No, they're not. Nope.
Nor should they. They gave him 2 years to try to be the guy.
Yep. No, no doubt about it. All right, back to the phones. We'll get you set for. Do you see how nervous he's getting over there? He's like
507.
He's like, mm-mm-mm. Well, Jack. But to your point, and this is Radio 101. The top five at five is a staple at 5 o'clock. If we don't get to it and we wait too long, people could tune out. They'd be like,
I must have missed the top five. You're drawing listeners in, though, making them wait, though.
All right. So. Well, I mean, all right. Well, yeah. Let's get to it. Top five at five with Jack.
So I don't know how many times we're going to have to do this, but with some of the athletes in the news recently, it's about time I get to the athletes that bother me the most.
There we
go. As of August 4th, 2022, this list could definitely fluctuate.
National, local combination?
There's no local. It's all national.
Okay.
All right.
Well, because if it's local, the list is probably longer than five.
Gotcha.
So I figured I'd leave the Philadelphia athletes out of this.
Athletes that bother Jack the most.
Yes. Number five started off with one Spartan dog, and that is Draymond Green. Like, listen, like the player. Can't stand the new media thing, and he's just doing the same old stuff that every other media person does. Like, middle of summer, don't have content. Oh, let's talk about how we're better than the 98 Bulls or whatever. Like,
yep.
He's smart.
Yeah, he's smart, but the whole new media, old media thing, we're all media, and you're not revolutionizing the game.
No, he's not.
You know, I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. Love Draymond the player, don't love Draymond the media analyst.
Yeah, even I would have to admit, Draymond is kind of warm. On me a little bit this summer. It's enough of you, Draymond.
Since the playoffs, when he was doing the podcast,
yes.
He was doing post-game podcasts after finals games, and it's like, wonder what his teammates think about all this stuff.
Believe me, they're rolling their eyes too.
And he's doing the whole like opposing teams are listening to it, figuring out some of the Warriors like what they're planning to do.
And was it Jake Fisher that asked him about it, and he got so mad?
Yeah. And then he probably addressed it on his podcast.
Right.
Number four, this is out of principle because football season, every time I see his face, it bothers me. And that's Kirk Cousins. Dude, come on, man. He is the worst. The plexiglass around him.
What did he do, man?
Just look at him.
That was last year.
No, I don't care. It's out of principle. Kirk Cousins is always going to be on this list. He is a massive dork. I still can't get over his remember the gender reveal? Where he threw it into the ground.
Well, you like that?
Oh God!
Yeah, no one ever said he was the coolest.
No, definitely not. He's
the face.
Well, and
the whole, face contributes to it.
Actually, what reminded me of it was, I think The Athletic. There was a quote from a teammate or from some other source. It was like, yeah, he's a good player, but his teammates definitely wouldn't die for him.
Awesome.
Man, that's not a compliment.
No.
No, guys know he's not he's not the worst quarterback they're ever going to play with, but, you know.
Yeah, he's fine. The third athlete that bothers me the most, this is also out of principle, but that goes to Russell Westbrook. Well, it's just, you know, it bothers me when guys can't adjust their games, even though it's staring them in the face for the last 5 years, that you got to change something, and they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and they think it's someone else's fault. Like, no, Russell. You know, it's your fault. And he's completely sinking LeBron's tenure in L.A. So we need
LeBron hates him.
Yeah, we need him out of L.A. strictly for LeBron stock.
I get a kick out of how there's still reports out there that the Lakers are treating Russell Westbrook like he's an actual trade chip to try to get something done.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, well, we could trade Russ for, like, what's the latest thing I heard? Gordon Hayward. was Russ for Gordon Hayward.
Who the hell does Gordon Hayward play for?
Charlotte.
Oh.
And you know Jordan's like, oh, Westbrook competes every
night. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Not afraid to take the final shot.
And right. He's a Jordan Brand guy.
That helps. He is. All right, number two.
Number two, I never thought an athlete would top this man, but he's done it. Because number two is Pete Alonso, who has been long documented as my least favorite baseball player, maybe of all time.
Yeah.
You guys saw the home run derby where he was lifting weights on camera before getting on.
Just sorry.
Just the devil, which leads me to number one, and that is Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Like this whole psychedelic thing now, and that led to his breakout and his MVP, whatever. I mean, I'm just so sick of this guy. Like, you're a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Just stop going on podcasts.
So taking mushrooms helped him have a great season?
His MVP now.
Yeah, his MVP. Two-time MVP.
Yep.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys. We all know he's a phenomenal talent. That goes without question. But when you haven't won as long as it has been since he's won a championship, he's trying to find other things for people to talk about as it pertains to him.
Right.
Because they can't talk about the winning aspect of his career of late. And so, you know, Aaron Rodgers does a lot of reading. He's a deep thinker. So he's always going to throw stuff out there that's going to get people to talk about that versus...
He likes when people are talking about him.
Well,
with all this stuff.
With stuff that's other than he didn't win in the playoffs again.
Yeah, well, that too.
He was a two-time MVP and had the number one record last year, that whole thing.
Yep. But he
doesn't want that stuff talked about. When they lost to Tampa Bay, he threatened to retire so everybody could focus on talking about that all offseason versus... him losing to Tampa at home in the championship.
So he lost to another team at home.
And then it didn't even make it to the championship game. Only scored 10 points. Yeah.
So the story that came out was that I guess, Jack, is why we're referencing Aaron Rodgers. Is that, so he says that the psychedelic tea led to his the back-to-back MVP season. So it's more or less...
I thought it was mushrooms.
Well, no, more or less it's like drinking mushroom tea.
He's drinking mushroom tea.
Yeah, he's tripping.
Yes. Yeah.
He's tripping on it. It's used for spiritual and religious purposes also. But it is, it's supposed to be... Well, I found something here on
it. Does it wear off after the regular season?
You would think that it would wear off after taking it. But it affects the central nervous system, leading to an altered state of consciousness that includes hallucinations, out-of-body experiences, and euphoria. You know, why does that make him a better quarterback?
I don't know.
What he believes.
He's just on another planet.
But it's only in the regular season it makes him a better quarterback, not the playoffs. Yeah, he is on another planet, Jack. All right, Guided Door and Window and their big sale going on right now, big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, let's go to Scott. Scott's in Bridesburg. Scott, how are you?
Yo, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What up?
Can I get a little double-double?
Yes, hook him up, guys.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Guys, let me tell you something. Everybody with all this talk with the practices and with these guys, and they're doing it too, like, smoothly. Maybe they're right. Maybe they ought to just take it easy and then go in first game and just go in rough and tough. I don't know. What do you guys think?
You know what I think about it? That this is the way the NFL is right now, and this is the way practices are right now, and they're not going to play it a lot in preseason games, and they're not going to, it is what it is. We'll see. If the Eagles lose games at the beginning of the season, this is going to be a reason that we blame them for it. You know, who knows?
We have to blame them for it, though, for being so slack and not doing nothing, like doing just walkthroughs and, you know, taking it easy. It's like they're having lattes and, you know, like, they're not worried about a thing, but they gotta prove something that first game.
They gotta
so what happens if they don't win that first game?
First game, they gotta prove something. They gotta come out and play. Like,
no, I'm saying
Detroit's gonna beat us from everybody, like 30-15, 30-14, 28-12.
Yeah.
What if they? What if, I guess what we're asking is, what if they lose? Then what do you say?
If they lose, then their season is going to be really tough. That first game is very important.
Because
I listened today to the guys talking to Angelo and them guys talking to the coaches, and they seem so lax and relaxed, and they don't seem like there's any problems, like nothing to worry about. Your first game, you need to worry. You got to come out that first game, and it means a lot.
All right, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, listen, let's go to the first game. I don't see much difference this year, last year, as far as the any is there a sense of urgency this year or like I don't. Let's see how they look at the beginning of the season against the Lions. I don't know, Ike.
Well, I do know if they lose that game, all hell's gonna break loose.
Yep, no doubt about that.
Gonna be a lot of calls for Deuce to be the head coach again.
Oh, here.
Yep. Jacob. Yeah, they wouldn't have lost that game if Deuce was the coach. Jacob in Philly. What's up, Jakey?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Much respect.
What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jacob?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to talk about Jalen Hurts. So I kind of feel bad for the guy, other than he's a millionaire and I work every day of my life. But pretty much it feels like Super Bowl or MVP or they're drafting a quarterback, no matter what. He set himself up to have that future first-round pick for next year because we're getting a quarterback. Unless Jalen Hurts goes absolutely bananas, he knows they're drafting a quarterback. So how do you work under that pressure? Also, with the training camp stuff, I appreciate you guys giving us all the information. But they don't throw it deep, it don't sound like, or he just doesn't have the ability to.
They've actually done better with that. He has been better the last couple of days. I know there has been some deep balls, but so far, it's just kind of. It hasn't been impressive. It hasn't been horrible. Hasn't been bad, but it's just been kind of eh.
Yeah, and I guess with all the accusations or all the additions that we made, we were expecting it to be and it's just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's still early.
It's a long season. The guy before me, Scott, he said that the first game matters like a lot. We lose to Detroit, the city's going to go bananas, but it's just the first game.
I agree.
Another game for the year, so
yep.
We're good. If we lose to Detroit, all we have to worry about is rioting. Nothing other than that.
Yeah, that little small detail there. Yeah, now you're right, though. The season will not be over, but we'll act as if the season is over.
Yeah, exactly. Just because we lost to, like, the worst team ever or whatever.
Ever.
But
yep.
It's going to be a long season. He got a lot on his plate, but I got confidence in him. I really do. I hope that he's able to throw them bombs and be really accurate. My biggest thing is I hope he makes the most reads. Not that last year that he missed or made bad throws. He didn't even see wide open receivers 30 yards down the field. A lot of times he just threw it to a check down. When he could have had a big play in really meaningful games. So I'm just hoping there's a little bit better than that.
All right.
Appreciate it, Jake.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.
All right, Jacob.
Have a good one, brother.
I mean, as Eagles fans, you shouldn't be worried at all. Now, if you're a quote-unquote Jalen Hurts fan, super fan, meaning that you want to see him as the starting quarterback, not just this year, but for the foreseeable future, then – yeah, there's a little more pressure for him to perform well. The Eagles are in a position, and they have positioned themselves that if things don't go according to plan with Jalen, it isn't the end of the world. And this is where Howie Roseman does deserve a lot of credit because he's put the organization in a position that they have options. They have options. You know, right now they got Jalen on a rookie contract. They love all of his intangibles. You know, they're going to find out if he's a guy that can win football games, can win football games late. He's going to have an opportunity to solidify himself as the guy. But if it doesn't work out the way we all hope it does, then they have an opportunity to use draft capital to move up to get a quarterback next year. Next year is supposed to be a quarterback-rich class.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be able to do that. And if you say, okay, they don't like what they see out there in that instance, I know he's not at the top of people's list right now, but Jimmy Garoppolo could be available.
Could be. You're right.
Could be available at the end of this season. And, again, I don't care that he's 29 years old. Tom Brady's 49. So quarterbacks aren't old at 30 anymore. They don't. He's not a runner. All he needs to do is be able to throw the ball. That's what everybody wants, right? If we wanted a runner, you'd love Jalen. So you want a guy that can throw the ball. So I'm just telling you, Garoppolo, for a team that's looking to win right now, that's an option that's available to them in the future.
Short term, not going to cost you a ton of money.
Well, and everything's in short term nowadays.
Yeah.
You can't count on a quarterback to be here for the next decade.
No.
So if you got a team that can win right now, you try to win right now. Now, if you come across a young quarterback that you believe can be your guy for the next 10, 15 years, then great. But there's a lot of teams out there. Miami may be looking for a quarterback. All right? There's a lot of teams with young quarterbacks that they drafted that they thought could be their guy for the next 10 years. They're going to be looking for a quarterback at the end of this year after their third year. That's where the NFL is now. Because now you know what teams are doing? They're saying before we commit $40 to $50 million a year to this guy, he better be the guy.
Yeah.
Or we'll just hit the reset button.
Yeah, I mean,
so and go get a young guy.
High draft picks, number one overall picks, are just getting like, nah, we're not going to pay you. Up,
oh, no, see you. Not getting that second contract.
Yeah. I think the Dolphins have their next quarterback, though.
Tua?
No.
Tom Brady?
Oh, Brady.
Yeah, how awkward is it? Tua has to sit up there and answer questions about Tom Brady and the organization and everything else.
How about that?
All right, so, Ike, Jack, we have some tickets to the Nats Phillies on Sunday, 1:35. It's Toyota Phillies Alumni Day featuring Schmitty, Steve Carlton, Pete Rose.
Petey?
Yeah, he's going to be out there. And many other teammates from the world champion 1980 team. For tickets, go to Phillies.com. How many tickets do we have, Jack?
A pair.
A pair of tickets. And we're going to play In the Envelope.
That's two?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
That's two.
A dozen. Just kidding. Fair.
It's not a suite. Two tickets to see the game. We're going to play In the Envelope for him. We're going to put an 80s Philly in the envelope. You call 215-592-9494. You ask a yes or no question. 215-592-9494. We answer. You're trying to narrow down the choices to who it could be. Ask the yes or no question. We answer. You give a guess at who is in the envelope. First person on the air with the correct answer wins the pair of tickets. Get on now. 215-592-9494. That's next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Race, we're back. We'll give you the lineup. Phils and the Nationals start of a four-game weekend series with Noah Syndergaard making his debut tonight as the starting pitcher. We'll give you that, but we have a pair of tickets for Sunday's game. It's Toyota Phillies Alumni Day. Schmitty, Steve Carlton, Pete Rose, many other teammates from the World Champion 1980 team. Tickets go to Phillies.com. So you know what we've done, Ike? We've put an 80s, not necessarily from this, but he played for the Phillies in the 80s, in the envelope. So you're gonna ask a yes or no question, 215-592-9494. We'll give you the answer, and then you give your guess. If you get it correct, you win the tickets. It's that simple. Let's do it. Dave in Millville. Dave, you lead us off. What's your question?
Is he an infielder?
He was not an infielder.
Okay, Bake McBride.
Oh, it's a very good guess. It's also incorrect. Sorry. And he's going on the wall, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Jack?
Yes. Yep. Let's go. Ron Reed and Bake McBride.
Ron Reed and Bake McBride. Kevin in Northeast Maryland. Kevin, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, gents? Was this guy a pitcher?
He was not a pitcher.
Gary Lee Maddox.
Is it Gary Maddox? One of my favorites. Incorrect. Good guess. Bill in Nicholton. Bill, what's your question?
Was he in the outfield?
He was an outfielder.
Is it the Bull?
Is it the Bull, Greg Luzinski? No! Carl in Williamstown. So we've narrowed it down, Ike.
What we got?
Carl in Williamstown. Well, we know it's an outfielder. Carl in Williamstown. Carl, what's your question?
Hey, did he play left field?
He did play left field.
Lonnie Smith.
Was it Lonnie Smith, Jack Fritz?
Ah!
It's Lonnie Smith!
Good job, Carl. Wow.
Excellent guess. That was quick. That wasn't an easy one.
Going to the baseball game Sunday, baby.
Hang on a second, Carl. Congratulations. And if people want to hang on the talk, we can take some phone calls coming up next. But, yes, Lonnie Smith, Mike.
Was he on the 80s team?
He was.
Will he be there Sunday? Is he still alive?
You know what? Yeah, he's still alive. I haven't. 66.
You got to ask.
No, you're right. I don't remember him coming back even one time.
Oh, really?
Since he stopped playing. A lot of people may first remember him. He was a Brave. All those good Braves teams.
That's where I remember him from, the Braves.
Yeah, so he got traded after the 81 season to the Cardinals. Lonnie Smith was my favorite Philly. Not even close. In 1980, his first, I guess his rookie season, he batted .339. Now, Lonnie wasn't a big guy, 5'9", maybe like a .160, .165. He was a hell of a hitter. Mm-hmm. Hit .339 in 1980. Hit .324 in 1981. He went on. He was a .300 hitter a lot of those seasons early in his career, even when he went to St. Louis. But, so they traded him. But Lonnie Smith was an important part of that 80 team. I would love to see him back in town. But, yeah, Lonnie... he went on, played for the Cardinals, went to the Royals, went to Atlanta, was a starter for that Atlanta team for a number of seasons, and then finished it up in Baltimore, which I don't remember. But, yeah, he had a 17-year career. Lonnie Smith.
There 17 years.
Yeah, man. Congratulations. Get tickets to the big game. I'm excited for this weekend. There's a Hall of Fame game tonight, Ike.
Yeah, damn right it is.
So I'll be going back and forth once that game starts. I don't think there's going to be a Trevor Lawrence or anybody's playing tonight, but it's still football.
Oh, yeah, I don't care who's playing tonight. I'll be locked in. That gets the until it just becomes boring.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You'll get at least through most of the first half.
I don't even know what time the game starts. Is it an 8 o'clock game? It's an 8 o'clock game. Okay. Yeah. So that's even better. I get to see an hour of the Phillies before I have to watch that game. But, yeah, I'm already in. First football game of the season.
Now, are you doing any? Are you doing any parlays with the football game and the Phillies? Do you do anything like that? Or you do mostly in game.
Yeah, I did do a parlay there.
You did?
Surprised you asked about that. Yeah.
So who do you like in the game tonight?
I like the Raiders tonight, -2.5.
Right, Raiders -2.5. It's now a 30.5, but I'm told that the over-under was lighter earlier in the day.
It was lighter earlier in the day. So, you know, you don't get a lot of points in the preseason, but, you know, 30 points isn't much. You can get 17 to 13 is 30.
Yeah, you could by accident.
Yeah, that's not a lot of points, yeah.
Mm. Who you like tonight, Jack? Are you in on the Jags and Doug?
Let's go, Phils. I don't plan on watching a sec. I hate the Hall of Fame game. I know it's football. Just the Hall of Fame
game.
I'll
be in on it.
I know. But
why do you hate it?
Because everyone gets so excited about it, and then every preseason it's like they play maybe a snap, and then it's over.
Yeah, but you don't realize it's football being played. That's all we care about.
Yeah, it signifies the start of the preseason.
Yes.
That's all it is, Jack.
Yes. Yeah, anybody taking preseason games serious. Yeah. Yes, it's preseason football, brother. It's football. It's back.
Phils are -227 now. So that means to win $100, you'd have to put up $227 to win $100. Phils tonight, Noah Syndergaard makes his debut. You have a lot of the new guys in there tonight. So here's your starting lineup: Schwarber, Hoskins, Bohm, Realmuto, Castellanos, Hall in the sixth hole, Segura back. He's batting seventh. Stott and Marsh. Brandon Marsh makes his debut. He bats ninth, playing center field, and Noah Syndergaard is on the mound tonight. So, going to be excited for it. Let's go to Max. Max in Cherry Hill. Hi, Max. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's going on, Max?
What's up, Max?
All right. So, what do we think about Noah Syndergaard? What can we expect from him tonight?
I mean, I'm hoping there's a little bit of just a natural giddy up from him being traded to the NL East and going from a team that has no chance to a team that's very much in playoff contention and in the driver's seat. So, I mean, but as far as Syndergaard and what he's going to get you, he doesn't go deep in the games, at least with pitches. So, and we had Dave Dombrowski on earlier, and he had said that he's hoping that he can get 5 or 6 innings out of some of these pitchers. And then you go to the bullpen. So I would say 6 innings of quality baseball and, you know, gives you some animation on the mound, and we're talking about it tomorrow.
So, like, 2 runs allowed, under 2 runs, over?
Oh, man, it's just sure.
Are you placing a bet? You taking the under tonight? Right, that was a serious question, yeah.
What did you say, Max?
Is Sir Anthony available tonight?
I would
Max is trying to get his betting tips going.
Yeah, I would think, Jack, he hasn't pitched multiple days in a row, has he?
No, he pitched yesterday. He definitely didn't pitch the bullpen game. So
he definitely didn't pitch that game.
No.
He should be good.
Yeah,
Max sounded like he's like, all right, I need some insight.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like he was doing. He was getting insight to place a bet.
Just take the run line.
We don't know what that is.
Phillies -2.5.
Run line, very simply. They have to win by 2 or more. It's rather than easier odds than the money line, which is -200. Like, the money line is, again, just to win. So the run line, it's -120 right now, and they have to win by more than one.
Right. The difference is, you're losing $200+ just to try to win 100. That's why it's difficult, and that's why it's hard betting baseball is when you bet the heavy favorite. If they lose, then it takes a couple of wins just to make up for what you just lost. It's not like
one member of this show is currently going through.
Is that what you're going through right now? How's it going?
One member of the show. Not me.
I know it's not me. Let's see the process of elimination. Is Moniak with the big club? Jack, is he?
Yeah, he started in center field the last 2 days.
So he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how did he do?
He was 0-for-2 last night.
Okay.
And then they pulled him. I haven't checked on his numbers today.
Oh, they had a day game today?
Yeah.
No. All right. Because I saw that he was starting, but I didn't check it on the box score. Let's go to Sam. Sam and King of Prussia. Sammy!
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Sam?
Well, I got some bad news.
Yep.
So, with Devontae Smith kind of tweaking his groin, I thought they were at 7 games today. But then after hearing Scott's, you know, rallying speech about how they have to beat Detroit and everybody has to be super serious, you know, even though it's like the 5th day of camp, I got to go with 2 wins for the rest of the year.
Two wins.
Yeah.
Now you're down to two.
I am. He put me in such a bad place, man. We got to worry about the Lions. Now I'm afraid of the Lions. I'm a golf fearer. I don't even know what to do now.
They're going to get a huge bump with the new head coach, right?
Yeah.
Minnesota could be a loss.
I'm worried. And then I got a question for Ike because I didn't realize we were doing betting advice tonight. How many sacks do you think the Jags will have tonight?
How many sacks will the Jags have tonight? I have no idea.
That's a stupid question.
Yeah.
It is not a stupid question.
So, what's the payoff?
That's a stupid question.
The payoff, I think it's like +1,200 if they get like four or more.
Four or more?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do they have anybody that sacks people?
Do they have anybody that's going to play?
Well, yeah, you know what? Their rookie. Is their rookie going to play tonight? They took the kid from Georgia first overall.
No, that's
The defensive end, yeah. So
because of that, I'm going to put my life savings on it, buddy.
That's a great idea.
All right, Sam.
Guys, have a good night, okay?
All right, brother. Yes, sir. Yeah. I can't get into personnel now with these damn games.
Four and a half sacks seems like a reach.
It seems like a lot.
We were looking earlier at the personnel that's probably going to be playing tonight. Not a lot of great quarterback play expected among the backups for the Raiders or the Jags.
But a lot of former Eagle greats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who we got?
Nick Mullins.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, actually, C.J. Beathard.
C.J. Beathard.
But the Eagles torched him. I remember that.
Is that the Broncos or the 49ers? 49ers.
So is that when they brought in Mullins because Beathard was so bad, or was it the other way around?
Yeah, so there was one game that Beathard, they just torched him here, I think.
That was a Super Bowl year,
that was
right?
A Jalen Mills pick six.
Yes.
And then I think it was – actually, Beathard torched him the Hurts package game.
In the fourth quarter.
The Hurts package.
That's the only reason I know.
Right?
I'm sure they talk about it down in the Novacare. The Hurts package.
That was the Hurts package game.
I think Nick Mullins started, and people were like afraid of him. And then Beathard, he came in.
And Mullins was so bad.
Yeah, no, Beathard came in late fourth and quarter. Almost, yeah. Brought him back. Yeah, I forgot about that game. Yep.
There you go. That's who's going to be playing tonight, among others. All right, we'll get to the text. Let's get one more before we get to the text line. Teeks is calling from Gradyville. Hi, Teeks.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What up, Teeks?
Well, you know, I was listening to talk of Canton, Ohio in the Hall of Fame game, and I grew up there in the actually 60s and 70s, and that was that Hall of Fame game in the 70s, especially when I was high school age, it would attract 300,000 people, and it would be 3 miles of just trash and people passed out, and it changed a lot. I mean, it did so much damage to the town that they shut it down. It was kind of like one of those, you know, 70s type of festivals. And it was a really interesting experience.
So the Hall of Fame game in the 70s turned out to it was just some wild party in Canton.
It was probably the party in Ohio during the year.
Fascinating. Dick Vermeil, of course, getting in the Hall of Fame this weekend. I know Howard Eskin was traveling out this afternoon because he's going to be there for the festivities. So it's kicked off with the game tonight, and I don't know if there'll be wild partying. Jack, did you go out there in college?
That sounds like I can't think of a bigger party town than in Canton, Ohio.
Pass out on the side of the road.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds about right. That sounds like Howard this weekend.
Yeah,
is he gonna get? He's probably still gonna get walking in though, right? You can't miss him walking.
Howard was talking about like the Dick Vermeil's having like a party or something after his induction. So, you know, Howard will be he'll be out there talking to people and, you know, seeing people out there at the parties. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the text line sponsored by Bell Beverage. Football season has arrived. Stock up on craft, domestic, and special release beers for Philly's best selection. Bell Beverage. Check them out online. BellBeverage.com. Text line. Text line.
Happy Thursday. Jonathan Gannon from the NovaCare Complex.
Happy Monday.
Are we going to use that on Mondays after losses?
Yeah,
or?
Only losses, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's victory Fits after better. Wins and...
Happy Monday.
Yep. After losses. All right, what's next?
Told you this defense was going to be elite. There's a reason why I cover this team and you don't. Elliot in South Philly.
He's very, that's right, because the tweet today, he said that the part of the reason why the offense may not be doing well is he referenced possibly a top five defense in the NFL
this year. I'm disappointed in Elliott. You know, I need him to say top five. I don't need a question mark after it.
Right. The parentheses. Yeah.
Stick your chest out.
Yeah, stick your chest out. You stick one time. Your chest out, yeah. Yeah.
He actually told me privately the other day that the Gannon take is the one that he needs to be right the most on. Like, it's the one he's power ranking the Elliott takes heading into the season. Gannon is number one.
It's that.
What was his Gannon take?
Well, just that.
He's this great defensive coordinator. Oh, okay. He's going to be a great head coach.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But he also weirdly was overdid it with Jim Schwartz too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he
wants to be a defensive guy. Is that what this is?
And then I think he pushes back on the notion that you need to blitz all the time and smash mouth football. You know?
Yeah.
No, but he was high on Schwartz. He called the defensive line elite. He's like, mm-hmm. Oh, they have an elite defensive line. And they came out last year and had very little production. Mm-hmm. An elite running game last year.
Yeah, listen, I try to school the young fella and tell him that the eye test is always the most important test. Now, I understand going to your numbers, but you go to your numbers a little bit too much when really if you use the eye test a little bit more, you'd be a little more accurate.
He never really does. When he talks about last year, he never talks about the quarterbacks they played.
Yeah. Yeah, he refuses to.
Yeah, for good reason, too.
The playoffs, their top 10 defense, yes, points allowed, yada, yada.
Yes, he refuses.
Elliott is an idiot.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Hope you guys catch our new idea, cage matches with callers. Angelo in Chestnut Hill.
Angelo Castaldi.
Cage matches with callers?
Yeah. Mad Mike. Well, first of all, Mad Mike should not accept.
Yes.
Would you agree with that, Ike?
He should not accept it?
Not if he did the same thing 2 years ago on our show.
Well, he's trying to
Brand.
He's trying to enhance his brand too. He's trying to enhance his brand.
I mean, how excited do you think Andy is? I mean, that Andy's.
You know, Andy's pumped up about this.
No, yes. Yeah, well, Andy's walking in here trying to get a job. That's right. That's the difference.
Andy's been calling the morning show for a long time. So whatever he wants to do. I got a great idea. How about right before the Super Bowl?
Yes.
We do a winging contest to see how many the person that can eat the most wings. In like 5 minutes, we'll do a period of time.
It's a pretty good idea.
What,
Ike? What do you think?
But what do you think about what do you think about every Friday?
Every Friday we do a wing.
Every Friday a wing eating contest.
No. A winner of the week.
Oh,
and then a weasel.
Weasel of the week.
What do you think of that?
You guys are pushing this.
Well, it started out as just a weasel before you had to bring in the winner because it was too negative just having a weasel of the week. And that's when I was in on the weasel. When they had to bring in the winner, I have no interest in the winner of the week. I listen for the weasel of the week.
Maybe we can play get rid of that guy.
Now you went too far.
Get rid of that guy.
Now you've gone too far.
Did we really do that first show?
Now you've gone too far.
Was that our show? That was pre-pandemic, too. We thought it was a good idea to have it.
It was a good idea. At the time.
It was fun, and then we go in the pandemic mode, and it's like...
We got rid of everybody.
Yeah, there's nothing to bitch about because we could bitch about the world.
Yep.
All right. What's next?
Great interview with Dombo Johnny Marks, but I'm not letting you off that easy. Dave said he played defensive end, and I still have yet to hear a single human being state that they played defensive guard. Never. Mark in Monco.
Okay, so who would be on the line then? If it's a five-man line, then what's the line? We did have somebody say defensive guard.
No, we've never had that.
No?
I don't think so.
I think we need to bring in Teeks on this. Tom Kelly's from the same area.
Oh, yeah, it might have been Upper Moreland defense.
Dude, the style of defense you guys ran.
The head coach of our middle school football team used to wear Chuck Taylors around.
That's a bad sign right there.
Right. We didn't even score a touchdown the whole season.
The football coach is wearing basketball shoes around? Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yes, and he had the flat top haircut. Mr. Murphy, who was a fine gentleman, but he was an old school gym teacher. He taught my father, in fact.
Oh, the gray sweatpants and everything.
Yeah, never seen him in anything but Chuck Taylors and gray sweatpants.
Oh, man.
And he used to do the calisthenics to warm up and it'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4,
exactly
2, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, had that gym teacher too.
And then he'd be like, all right, gym's over. Let's hit the showers.
Oh, no.
And we're like, why? I just played kickball. Why am I taking a shower?
Why am I hitting the shower?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
man.
No, but see, like,
out. I want out. I want out now. Out.
Did you have gym teachers that wanted that after gym wanted people to take showers? Because that was an old school thing.
And then, I don't know. I just know I wasn't taking showers at school.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's probably big into that.
Oh.
Herb in Northeast Philly.
Herb definitely hit the showers. Herb went down to the game tonight too. We missed his phone call.
I know. He only hold it for 5 minutes. Oh. Prima donna.
All right. Yeah, but see, this next time Herb calls in, I have a lot of questions for him about this relationship he's got going on. So he might have sports points. I want none of it.
Got to dig deeper into this.
I want to know more information about his
sister.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'll watch
that,
somebody.
That's how he explained it.
Yeah. Now, see, if Herb wasn't showing up to Chickies to show you pictures of this love interest or whatever,
right,
then I wouldn't even bother. But the fact that he's showing off the pictures, it gets open for questioning.
Yep.
And he's not going to want to answer. He's going to try to ignore me, but he's not getting
away with
it. So? Yes.
I think he kind of wants to let it out. What's going on?
No, but I want to know exactly how this arrangement came about. Well, yeah, exactly. How's the arrangement working? The
arrangement.
Yes. Any more, Jack?
Just listen to Dombrowski. Is that how I was supposed to talk? Andy in Baltimore.
If we don't, we don't.
Yeah, Andy, it was. That's how real baseball GM sounds. Hell, even I got smarter listening to Dombrowski talk. Yes, exactly.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I felt like I'm just sitting there listening to wisdom. Yeah.
Been there, done that,
had
success everywhere he's went, doesn't care, like straight shooter.
Shooter.
We know the left fielder is below average defensively, like not trying to sugarcoat everything, be like, oh, no, they're great in left field. Like, no, he understands what his team is.
Yep.
He knows all these great acquisitions. He knows it. It blows up in his face if these guys don't play.
Yep.
We don't care about that in October if they can't play. Love Dave Dombrowski. And I have a member of the Golden Bears 8th grade football team that confirmed Mr. Murphy and the defensive tackle.
Bull.
And he also used to try to run a reverse kickoff on every kickoff, too.
No, you got to love those coaches. Don't get them this time.
And the first play of every half would be like a Philly type play. But he did it in every game, and it never worked.
Sounds predictable.
It was very predictable. We were terrible. All right, what's next?
Who's the better made-up family, the Dukes or the Kardashians? Tom from Abington.
So that's the family name, Jack?
Yeah, has to be.
The Dukes?
The Dukes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, because we got Aunt Monica.
Aunt Monica, Uncle Paul.
I say aunt, you say aunt.
I know.
I know. I'm with you there. Yeah, and I honestly go back and forth with the aunt and aunt.
So, because my
auntie.
My wife says auntie, and then I've always been aunt.
Aunt,
aunt.
Yeah.
Jack, what do you say, aunt or aunt?
You know what's weird? When I don't see it written down, I say aunt, and then when I see it written down, I say aunt.
Aunt, yeah.
But I've been an aunt guy my whole life.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, I guess
is that a Philly thing or is it a whole country deal?
I think it's a whole country thing. And you know, often it depends on the actual name. So aunt doesn't necessarily sound good next to every name.
You're right.
Aunt just sounds more natural next to some names.
And auntie, you never say auntie.
Right.
You say never auntie.
Say auntie, yes.
So if that's something
but Annie Ann's.
Yeah. Yeah. But. To John's point, I never say Annie.
I've never heard someone other than Annie Ann's.
Right.
If your family uses auntie, which my wife's family uses auntie, then that's what, you know, you're probably going to say aunt.
Yep. I've used auntie a lot. Auntie and aunt. Yep.
Well, there you have it.
But it is the older aunt that comes in there, too. It's like aunt such and such. Aunt Mary. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, you're right. It is. It's the older. It's almost like the great aunt.
Yes.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Jillio, take off again?
No, he's here.
He's here?
And he's in shorts, which is disappointing.
He's in shorts?
Yeah, I mean,
it's 150 degrees outside.
It's a professional work environment. I'm disregarding Ike wearing shorts, different category.
It's true.
No, but Ike looks better than us wearing shorts. He looks better than I've ever looked when he's wearing shorts. Very professional.
And my legs are naturally tanned. So you don't have to worry about them being
and your sock,
pale.
Your sock game, you don't want me wearing
shorts. Sock game is always on point, right?
Yeah.
It's always in the comments. People mentioning the sock game. I think some guy came up to you at camp the other day and was mentioning your legs, which was an interesting one.
Well, you, Mr. Cavs.
Well, I thought, first I looked at him, I was like, respect, you know?
Coming up next.
Calf guy to calf guy.
Coming up next, Joe Giglio leading off Phils and Nats. We will talk to you tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.